AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. An 11-year-old girl described how she survived a shooting at her school in Texas. The AP Sagar Magani reports Congress is hearing a second straight day of gut-wrenching testimony about gun violence.
Fourth grader Mia Cirillo smeared a friend's blood on herself and stayed quiet to avoid getting shot in Uvalde. In a pre-recorded video played at a house hearing, she told her dad she doesn't feel safe at school.
Why not?
Because I don't want it to happen again.
Kimberly Rubio's 10-year-old girl was killed in Uvalde. More moms will know her pain.
Unless we act now.
The testimony came as lawmakers try to reach a bipartisan gun safety deal. But even amid the emotional testimony, the partisan divide was clear, from Democrat Carolyn Maloney calling for an assault rifle ban.
These weapons have no place in our communities.
To Republican James Comer.
Knee-jerk reactions to impose gun control policies that seek to curtail our constitutional right to bear arms are not the answer.
Several Republicans say hardening schools is the answer. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Frank Atwood was put to death in Arizona for the 1984 killing of an 8-year-old girl. Reporter Lupita Murillo was a witness.
At one point, it was like he was snoring, and then he closed his eyes, and then that was it. It was very peaceful.
A man from California, Nicholas John Roski, was arrested near the home of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh in Maryland. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell's reaction.
If these reports are correct, an assassination attempt against a sitting justice or something close to it.
Authorities say Roski had a gun, a knife, and zip ties and threatened to kill Kavanaugh, upset by a leaked draft opinion suggesting the Supreme Court is about to overturn Roe versus Wade. The Dow finished down 269 points. This is AP News. The World Health Organization says the number of coronavirus cases and deaths fell everywhere around the world, except in the Middle East and Southeast Asia. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
The UN Health Agency says there was a 12% drop in cases and a 22% drop in deaths over the past week. WHO Chief Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus.
This is clearly a very encouraging trend.
But he cautions that's still 7,600 deaths.
The perception that the pandemic is over is understandable, but misguided.
18 months after mass immunization programs began in rich countries, Tedros notes 68 countries, mostly low income, have yet to protect 40% of their people. With many countries dropping coronavirus protocols, he warns,
a new and even more dangerous variant could emerge at any time, and vast numbers of people remain unprotected.
I'm Ben Thomas.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.